MEC-Link is the only one of 10 state organizations that oversees mental health for just one county, or that's run directly by a county. In May, state lawmakers passed a bill that says a county can't run its own organization. So commissioners have two options: outsource to one of the other nine, or create an authority to run it. That second option would cost another $2 million to spin off MEC-Link, plus hundreds of thousands more annually. Commissioner Dumont Clark expressed the county's perspective that that's not a great option.
There's a significant risk that if we set up our own independent agency, spending this $2.8 million, that within a relatively short period of time, we'd find ourselves in the same boat.
And that's because the state wants to do another reorganization. They want to whittle down the number of organizations from an original 11 to just a handful. That means MEC-Link probably wouldn't survive much longer anyway. So the county asked its counterparts if and how they would take over, and only Cardinal Innovations, which is the largest, responded. Commissioners voted last night for county staff to work out a deal with Cardinal. And if they don't like the terms, the vote also allows them to simply dissolve MEC-Link when its contract expires next April and put the onus on the state to fill the gap. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.